Our scripture reading schedule, as you find it in the second reading, continues our journey through the Psalter. And in the scheduled psalms for this week, go through what is sometimes called the Hallel Psalms and begin journeying through Psalm 119. And very, very briefly, I wish to introduce that psalm to us. It has some unique characteristics that we should note. First, as you'll see, it is broken into 8-verse stanzas, each one with a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is an acrostic where those 8-verse stanzas, each verse in that stanza begins with the corresponding letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, the Holy Spirit, in the majestic art of his inscripturating revelation, constructs through that structure a unique form in this psalm. It ends up reading at times like the kinds of aphorisms that you find in the wisdom literature of the Proverbs. And Holy Spirit narrows the scope at times where the topic at hand in this psalm is given very punchy description. And that topic is another important characteristic of this psalm. Almost every single verse in every stanza addresses some aspect of the Word of God. And many different words are used for that. There are very few verses in this psalm that do not mention in one of those words the Word of God and the characteristics of it. Testimonies, statutes, precepts, commandments, judgments, word, these are all used in a majestic delight in and submission to God's inscripturated revelation. And so it is a marvelous display of that in a form, as described in acrostic, that gives us a unique and rather, as I say, punchy way of describing those marvelous characteristics. We're not told the author, though traditionally it's been understood to be David. He's not listed in a titling caption, as this psalm doesn't have that, but it has been traditionally understood to be penned under the inspiration of the Spirit by David. Now, I wish to read, for sake of time, just the first stanza of Psalm 119, and notice another characteristic of this marvelous psalm. It's the longest chapter, if you will, and it functions almost like a psalter inside the psalter. This first stanza starts in a way that strikes the tone of Psalm 1. It speaks of the blessed man and focuses the attention upon the way that the blessed man walks. And so you'll notice some similarities there. And again, just briefly, from a devotional standpoint, notice the blessedness of the one who walks according to what God has revealed. This is the way of blessedness for God's people. But notice, too, it's not just desirable for its blessedness, it's commanded. The Lord requires this of his people. But the order is significant. We would say with the psalmist, we delight in this law. Yes, it is required of us to walk according to it, but it is altogether desirable that I should so walk. And indeed, the cry goes up in this stanza, oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. What does he experience in examining himself, in desiring to walk in that way, in being exposed to the revelation of God? He finds that he's wanting. And the result is that he feels shame. He says that if he would be directed, if his ways could be ordered by the Holy Spirit according to this revelation, then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. But the result of this passionate desire, this delight in God's word, this submission to God's word is praise. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. The desire demonstrates the dependence, right? This altogether desirable way of the people of God to walk in the revelation of God is required of them, and they're altogether dependent upon God to provide them the power so to walk. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. If I am to walk in that way, it must be empowered by the one who has revealed his way. With these brief devotional thoughts in mind, I approach this psalm in this manner, seeing the delight of the psalmist for God's word in all of its majestic variety as it's described here. Let's stand together and hear this first stanza of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. This is God's very word, holy, infallible, inerrant in all its parts. Let us hear and heed. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. Thus ends the reading of God's holy word. You may be seated.